Nightmares in the skies as severe turbulence hit a flight with a bunch of Australians on board from Singapore to London overnight, killing one person and injuring more than 70 others. Passengers hit the roof as the plane suddenly dropped 6,000 feet without warning before being diverted to Bangkok. Airport spokesperson says it's understood the victim went into cardiac arrest.
The cause for the death was initially assumed as heart failure or heart attack. This is a British passenger aged 73.
That translation thanks to Channel 4 News. A Budrum-based company is helping to protect a small Pacific Island nation from the effects of climate change. Hall Contracting will mobilise to the remote Republic of the Marshall Islands early next year to construct a new seawall. A majority of the island's land is just 2 metres above sea level, with the new infrastructure to help protect local residents from rising sea levels and wave overtopping. The works will be fully funded by the World Bank and Green Climate Fund. A Landsborough woman is due to face Maroochydore Magistrates Court this morning on multiple drug charges. It'll be alleged she was a passenger in a vehicle which was stopped by police at Coolum Beach back in March. The 26-year-old has been charged with 52 offences, including 48 counts of supplying dangerous drugs and one count of trafficking dangerous drugs. And the call to action for vulnerable Sunshine Coast residents to get their COVID boosters. It's as a new and contagious COVID wave is starting to spread. The Chief Health Officer says a new flirt variant tag is made up of the technical codes for mutations. Just in the past week, 19 people have been hospitalised across the coast with the virus, 9 of those patients aged between 65 and 74.